This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. An elderly Colorado woman with underlying health problems has died from coronavirus. Officials say she was in her 80s and lived in El Paso County. Governor Polis said it was only a matter of time before the first death occurred. He announced measures today to grow the ranks of doctors, nurses, and other professionals in anticipation of an increasing coronavirus caseload. Polis says gatherings of 250 or more are now banned unless organizers can ensure a safe distance among participants. The governor says the response to the coronavirus may seem surreal, but everyone needs to help slow its spread.
This is how we're going to weather the storm, protect our most vulnerable, and prevent a catastrophic overload of the healthcare system and prevent deaths.
Polis says COVID-19 presumptive positive cases grew to 72 overnight, up from 49 yesterday. At least four cases are evidence of community spread in the Denver area. A worker at CU Boulder has tested presumptive positive. CPR's Grace Hood has more.
Local health officials are working to find out how many people the CU Boulder employee came in contact with and where. They say they'll use tests and impose quarantines as needed. But health officials added that the limited amount of testing kits in the U.S. does now pose a challenge. CU already planned to move most coursework online starting Monday. Boulder County has closed all public schools through March 27th.
41 degrees, mostly cloudy in Denver, 54 in Grand Junction. This is CPR.